感谢可爱的儿童诗班啊，在这里给我们带来的颂赞。
We're thankful for the cute children choir to bring the praises.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们顺利的进入第三晚的布道聚会。
Thank God for His grace that we have entered into our third night of evangelical services.
啊，在这里奉主耶稣的圣名，我们一同继续来学习查考神救人的道理。
And now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the salvation of God.
啊，在过去的两个晚上，我们从圣经当中去思考人生。
Through the previous two nights, we studied life in the Bible.
啊，什么才是人生真正的富足？
And what is true riches in life?
人生追求的价值在哪里？
Where is the value of human pursuit?
以及人生努力的目标又是为了什么？
And why, do people work so hard?
富足是人所期盼的拥有。
Riches is something that people hope to have.
啊，但是你富足吗？
But are you rich?
你什么样才叫做真正富足的人生？
And then what does it truly mean to have a life of true riches?
更重要的是，
And more importantly,
你在神眼中是个富足的人吗？
Are you a rich person in the eyes of God?
我们昨天晚上谈到平安。
Last night we talked about peace.
啊，主耶稣特别告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus especially told us.
他说，一个基督徒的平安与世界的平安是不一样的。
A Christian's peace is different from the peace of the world.
你明白吗？你看见吗？你了解吗？
Do you understand? Do you see?
你拥有这样子从主来的平安吗？
Do you have this peace that comes from the Lord?
还是你只有拥有凡事顺利才有平安呢？
Or is it that only when things go smoothly do you have peace?
什么叫做信耶稣？什么叫做有价值？
What does it mean to believe in Jesus? What does it mean to have value?
一个有价值、有信、有信仰的人生。
A life that has value and has faith.
就是他的心灵能够如同船钉锚在磐石上面。Anchor,
is when their heart is anchored.
啊，能够很稳固，不会因为风浪来动摇。
They can be stable and not be shaken by the storm.
人生有许多的不定。
Life has many insecurities.
啊，生命充满了未知。
And there are many unknown things about life.
所以下一刻要发生什么事，不是你或是我可以知道的。
And so what will happen in our next stage of life is not something you or I can know.
啊，但是对一个真正认识耶稣、真正拥有信仰的人。
But to truly know Jesus and to truly have a faith.
啊，虽然未来不在我们的未来我们看不到。
Though we may not see the future.
啊，但是没有关系呀。
But that doesn't matter.
啊，因为我们很有把握，我的主看得到。
Because we are very confident that I can see my Lord.
我们更有把握的就是我抓住了我主的手。
We are even more confident that we hold on to the hand of the Lord.
啊，所以只要我紧紧抓住我主的手。
As long as I hold on to the hand of my Lord.
啊，不管生命怎么变化，生活怎么改变。
No matter how life changes.
我都能够拥有主里的平安。
I can always have the peace of the Lord.
啊，所以这里让我们知道说信仰的重要。
So here we know the importance.
而更知道寻找神对我们来讲的价值。
We even more know how important it is to seek God.
所以你跟我每个人都要在这个有限的生命里面去寻找，并且找到那个无限的价值才可以。
So you and I in this life that we are limited, we have to seek the limitless value.
所以很多人在找这条道路。
So many people are seeking this way.
很多人希望看见这个价值。
Many people hope they can see this value.
啊，但是许多人在寻找，却很少人能够找到。
Though many people are seeking, very few.
啊，有的人是这样子说啊。
Some people say,
啊，信耶稣不错。
It's pretty good to believe in Jesus.
啊，教会也很好。
The church is pretty good too.
啊，反正哪里人多我就去哪里啊。
Wherever there are many people, I'll go there.
啊，有一次啊，我的岳母告诉我哦。
One time, my mother-in-law told me.
啊，我们在聊天，我岳母说，哎呀，我有一个以前的同学死掉了啊。
She was telling me that, there is a classmate of mine who passed away.
哦，她说啊，为什么死掉呢？
I asked how come she passed away.
她跟我说啊，她那个同学啊，以前的同学啊，是一个色盲哈 ，colorblind 哈。
She said that this former classmate was colorblind.
啊，但是啊，又很喜欢开车。
But then this classmate also liked to drive.
哦，所以啊，他后来啊，想要考驾照啊，要学开车哦。
So the friend wanted to get a license to start to drive.
那，啊，可是因为啊，他看不到，所以他没有办法分辨红灯还是绿灯啊。
And because she couldn't tell between a red and a green light.
哦，所以怎么办呢
？So then what should he do?
啊，他说啊，他考驾照的时候哦。
When she was testing for the license.
哦，他就找了他一个朋友。
She got another of her friends.
哦，然后啊，他。然后就偷偷的开在他的旁边。
And then drove very closely next to her.
哦，然后那个主考官啊，他就在考驾照嘛。
And so she was testing for the license.
哦，所以啊，他看到他的朋友走，他就跟着走。
And the examiner, and so she just followed her friend when she
was driving. 啊，他看到他的朋友停，他就停下来啦。
And when she saw that her friend stopped, she stopped.
啊，结果真的啊，真的给他考到驾照啦。
And then really she passed the exam.
啊，但是没有多久之后啊，就出车祸就死掉了啊。
But not very soon after she got in an accident and died.
啊，因为啊，他没有办法分辨 红绿灯。
Because she couldn't tell between red and green lights.
啊，她只觉得说，我只要跟着大家走就对了。
She felt that if I just follow everyone, then it should be okay.
但是跟着大家走一定对吗？
But is it true that if you just follow everybody, you'll be right?
如果今天没有人给你跟，你要怎么办呢？
If there's nobody to follow today, then what are you going to do?
哦，所以信仰绝对不是一种盲目哦 blind 这样盲目的跟随啊。
So faith is absolutely not a blind following.
哦，有的人说啊，这间教会人很多，去那里总不会错吧？
Some people say that there's so many people in this church, you can't go wrong going to this church.
哦，所以人多代表正确。
And so many people represents it being right.
有人说人多，那应该不会错。
And some people say if there's many people there, it shouldn't be wrong.
啊，真的是这个样子吗？
Is it really like this?
我们来看一下圣经上是怎么说的。
Let us look at what it says in the Bible.
啊，我们来看一下路加福音的第十三章。
Let us look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke, chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章的第二十二节。
Luke 13, verse 22.
二十二节，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。二十三节。
23.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”二十四。
24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多的人想要进去，却是不能。二十五。
25.
即至家族起来关了门，你们站在门外叩门说：主啊，给我们开门。”他就回答说：我不认识你们，也不晓得你们是从哪里来的。哈，那这里呢，啊，这是一段很有名的记载啊。
This is a very famous recording
here. 啊，在这里说啊，主耶稣在传福音的路上。
It says that when Jesus was on the road of preaching,
有一个人跑来问他一个问题啊。
There was one person who came and asked a question.
啊，这个问题啊，今天可能你也很喜欢问啊。
And this question is perhaps something you like to ask as well.
啊，主啊，我们大家都要找到天国的道路。
Oh Lord, we all want to find the path to heaven.
啊，但是啊，哪一条路才是天国的道路呢？
But which way is the way to heaven?
啊，主啊，今天这么多人来信耶稣。
Oh Lord, so many people come to believe in Jesus.
啊，是不是所有信耶稣的都可以得救呢？
Are all the people who believe in Jesus able to be saved?
哦，所以我们很喜欢问谁会得救。
So we like to ask who will be saved.
我们喜欢问哪一间教会会得救。
We like to ask which church will be saved.
啊，这个问题啊，两千年前就已经有人问过了啊。
This question has already been asked 2,000 years ago.
哦，所以有一个人来问耶稣说：“主啊，得救的人很多还是很少呢？”
So this person asked, Lord, are there few who are saved or many who are saved?
你喜欢问这个问题吗？
Do you like to ask this question?
你对这个答案很好奇吗？
Are you curious about the answer to
this
question?
你看主耶稣是怎么回答你的啊？
Let's see how the Lord Jesus answers you.
那这里说主耶稣对众人说啊。
Here it says the Lord Jesus said to them,
说你要努力进窄门啊。
You have to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
那主耶稣有没有回答他的问题？
Did the Lord Jesus answer?
主耶稣有没有跟他讲说很多很多很多人可以进天国？
Did the Lord Jesus say many many people will enter?
还是很少很少很少人可以进天国呢？
Or very very few people will enter?
主耶稣有没有回答他？
Did the Lord Jesus answer him?
没有，主耶稣没有回答他这个问题啊。
He didn't answer him.
那主耶稣怎么说？
What did the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说你要努力进窄门。
The Lord Jesus said you have to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
那为什么主耶稣这样回答他呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus answer him in this way?
因为主耶稣要他知道一件事情。
Because the Lord Jesus wants him to know one thing.
就是你的问题问错啦。
Which is that your question was asked incorrectly.
你要问什么？
What should you be asking?
你为什么要去管别人会不会得救？
Why do you have to care about if other people will be saved?
你为什么要这么好奇？
Why do you have to be so curious?
主耶稣说今天问题不在别人会不会得救啊。
The Lord Jesus says that the question is not whether or not other people will be saved.
问题是在你会不会得救啊。
The question is if you will be saved.
哦，所以主耶稣说你们啊，讲你啊，你要不要得救啊？
So the Lord Jesus said to them, do you want to be saved?
他说你要努力进窄门，问题在我们的身上啊。
That you have to strive hard to enter through the narrow gate. The problem is on us.
啊，如果今天很多人可以得救。
If today many people can be saved.
啊，但是你不是其中的一个。
But you are not one of them.
请问一下，你知道这个答案的意义在哪里？
Then may I ask you, what is the meaning to the answer to your question?
啊，但是如果今天只有很少数主预定很少数的人可以得救。
But if today the Lord has already appointed a minority to be saved.
啊，但是你是其中的一个。
But you are one of them.
啊，这不就够了吗？
Isn't that enough?
你还要问什么？
Why do you still have to ask?
有什么好奇？ 奇的。
What is there to be curious
about? 所以在这里主耶稣要我们调整我们问题的重心呢。
And so the Lord Jesus here wants us to adjust the central message of our question.
不是谁会得救。
Not who will be saved.
而是我会不会得救。
But will I be saved?
所以在这里主耶稣要他，主耶稣对众人说。
And so the Lord Jesus said to the crowd.
说你们要努力进窄门啊。
Said to the crowd that you have to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
我们今天都希望能够进入天国。
We all hope to enter into heaven today.
所以你跟我今天把时间拿出来，来到这里寻找耶稣。
So you and I have set aside time to come here today to seek Jesus.
但是在这里主耶稣告诉你我非常清楚啊。
Here Jesus tells you and I very clearly.
要进天国，你必须要努力啊。
To enter into heaven, you have to strive hard.
今天很多基督教不讲这个啦。
Today, many Christian churches don't talk about this.
为什么？
Why not?
因为你一讲努力啊，人家就要换教会啦。
Because once you start talking about working hard, then people will switch a church.
你一讲说要付出代价啊，他就要换信仰啦。
Once you talk about putting in effort and sacrificing, then they want to switch religions.
但是在这里主耶稣告诉我们很清楚啊。
But here the Lord Jesus says very clearly to us.
天国你要努力才能进去啊。
For the kingdom of God, you have to strive to enter.
如果今天有任何一个人告诉你啊，
if there's anybody here today who tells you,
不管他是什么教会的，
no matter what church they're from,
不管他是不是有神学的 double PhD 啊，
no matter if they have a double PhD in theology,
如果他告诉你啊，轻轻松松进神国啊。
If they tell you that you can casually and carefully enter,
他是一个骗子啊。
Into the kingdom of heaven, then they are a liar.
我们来看一下马太福音的第十一章啊。
Let us look at Matthew 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Gospel of Matthew 11.
马太福音第十一章的第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse
12. 十二节。
12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力的人进入的，努力的人就得着了。这个是主耶稣所讲的。
This is what was said by Jesus.
主耶稣说啊，天国是给谁的？
Who does Jesus say that the kingdom of heaven is for?
是给努力的人啊。
It is for the diligent.
是要流汗流泪付出代价的啊。
It's those who suffer and have tears and and put forth effort.
所以今天你想要得天，你想要行天路。
So today you want to walk on the way of heaven.
你希望找到神。
You hope to find God.
你想要拥有生。
You want to have life.
你必须要愿意付代价啊。
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
请问一下，今天追求信仰，你付出什么努力？
May I ask today, when you pursue in your faith, what kind of effort have you put forth?
今天的人啊，很多时候信仰成为一种生活上的点缀，一个 decoration 啊。
And for people,faith is just a decoration in their lives.
或者只是一种生活上的方便，一种 convenience 啊。
And it's just a convenience in their lives.
所以啊，我有空我去教会。
So if I have time, then I'll go to church.
我没事我去信耶稣。
If I have nothing to do, then I'll believe in Jesus.
我不知道干嘛去教会找朋友。
I don't know what to do, so I'm going to go to church to find some friends.
所以虽然看起来有信耶稣。
Even though it looks like you're believing in Jesus.
虽然人常常在教会。
Even though there's people all the time at church,
但是因为没有认识到追求信仰的原因，
but because we have not come to know the reason of believing,
所以追求到最后，信仰没有走上这条道路。
So in the end, after the pursuit, we have not walked on the right path.
遇到压力就放弃。
Once we encounter pressure, we give up.
遇到困难就离开。
Once we encounter difficulty, we leave.
这种信仰是没有办法走到最后的。
This kind of faith cannot be walked to the end.
所以主耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
So the Lord Jesus says very clearly.
说要进天国，你要努力才能进去啊。
If you want to enter heaven, you have to suffer and be diligent to enter.
使徒也是这样子讲的。
And so the apostles also said the same.
保罗告诉信徒说啊，你们要进天国，必须要经历许多的艰难。
Paul said, in order to go into heaven, you have to go through many hardships.
所以我们在座的朋友啊。
And so for the friends seated here today.
不管你去哪一个基督教派哦。
No matter which denomination of Christianity you go to.
如果今天有人告诉你信耶稣轻松如意又自在。
If somebody tells you that believing in Jesus is very easy.
你要做什么就做什么。
If whatever you want to do, you can go and do.
没关系啊，耶稣爱你，犯罪没事。
You don't have to worry. Jesus loves you, it's okay to sin.
耶稣爱你，大家一起进天国。
Jesus loves you, let's all go to heaven.
你不要听他讲啊。
And don't listen to this person.
你不要被欺骗啊。
And don't be deceived.
因为圣经讲得非常清楚。
Because the Bible says very clearly.
说你要努力才能进这个门路啊。
That you have to strive. in order to enter.
啊，那这样子问题又要问我们自己啦。
And then now we have to ask ourselves another.
今天在寻找信仰的这条道路上面。
When we are on this path of seeking the faith.
我有努力吗？
Have I strived and worked hard?
啊，包括我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹啊。
Including all of the brothers and sisters seated here today.
哦，从我们走入这一条信仰的道路开始。
Since we began walking on this way of faith.
认识主，开始追求永生。
Knowing the Lord and pursuing eternal life.
要问问自己说，请问我有努力吗？
We have to ask ourselves, are we striving and working hard?
我努力了什么？
When have I worked hard?
我牺牲了什么？
What have I sacrificed?
我为主耶稣付出过什么样的代价？
What kind of sacrifice have I made for the Lord Jesus?
信仰只是一个方便吗？
Is faith only a convenience?
还是只是一种习惯呢？
Is it just a habit?
那在不久以前啊，在纽约有一个小姐妹哈。
Not long ago, there was a young sister.
那这个小姐妹啊，十六岁。
This young sister was
那个时候哦，十六岁哈。
At that time, she was 16.
那这个小姐妹啊，成绩非常好哦。
This young sister had very good grades.
而且啊，非常的活跃啊 ，sports 啊，各种的方向非常非常的活跃啊。
She was also very active in things like sports.
啊，在教会里面啊，参与非常多圣工啊，非常非常热心啊。
In church, she participated in a lot of church work and she was very zealous.
啊，但是啊，十六岁的时候啊，突然觉得身体有一天身体不太舒服啊。
But when she was 16, one day she felt her body was not so good.
啊，想说可能感冒了吧。
She felt perhaps she had a cold.
啊，然后啊，就又想说等个两三天看会不会好啊。
She thought perhaps if I wait two or three days it would improve.
啊，结果等了两三天之后，不但没有好哦。
But after two or three days, not only did it not improve.
而且啊，摸一摸啊，这里长出一个不知道长出一个像圆球一样的一个肿瘤在脖子上啊。
After she felt around it seemed like she had a tumor on her neck.
啊，结果啊，妈妈跟她就很害怕，马上就去看医生啊。
And so she and her mother were very afraid, and they went to seek the doctor.
啊，结果一检查下来啊，lymphoma 二期啊，那个淋巴癌二期啊。
And she was in stage 2 lymphoma.
一个十六岁的女孩子。
And this is a 16-year-old a girl.
啊，在教会里面非常热心服侍。
Church, she was very zealous in serving.
啊，但是突然遇到这种事情。
But suddenly she encountered something like this.
啊，如果今天是我们要用什么样的心情来面对这样的患难？
If it were us today, what kind of attitude would we have to face this tribulation?
我们可能会问说，神的保守在哪里？
We may ask, where is the protection of God?
神的平安在哪里？
Where is the peace of God?
我为什么要来信耶稣？
Why do I even believe in Jesus?
所以当我知道这个消息的时候，
So when I found out about this news,
啊，因为我那个时候刚好从其他的地方啊，从国外回来。
Because at that time I had just returned from out of the country.
啊，回来的时候啊，接到手机里面的留言呐，啊，告诉我这件事情啊。
When I came back, I got a voicemail inside for my cell phone.
啊，我真的不知道怎么样打电话给这个小女生来安慰她。
I really didn't know how to call this little girl comfort her.
16岁，人生最灿烂耀眼光芒的时候。
16 years old, that's the most vibrant time of her life.
啊，结果突然接到这种消息，癌症二期。
But to suddenly receive this message of stage 2 cancer.
我在想说我要怎么打电话，我要说什么，我要怎么安慰。
I was thinking, how should I call her? What should I say and how should I comfort her?
哦，所以在家里啊，回到家以后啊，走过来，走过去，走过来，我真的不知道怎么说啊。
When I got home, I walked back and forth, and knew not how to answer her.
啊，结果啊，祷告完之后啊，啊，只鼓起勇气打电话啊，我想说我要到底要跟她说什么。
But after praying, I just mustered up some courage and called her, not knowing what to say.
啊，结果打通了，她接了电话。
After the call went through, she picked up.
啊，我本来想说她应该会非常的 glooming 哦，就是非常的忧郁非常的难过啊。
And I felt that she would probably be very gloomy and depressed.
啊，结果没有哎。
But she wasn't.
她在电话上啊，还跟我一面聊天一面笑啊。
But on the phone, she was chatting with me and laughing.
好像没有事情一样啊。
As if nothing had happened.
那过了一阵子啊，我去看她啊。
And after a while, I went to visit her.
因为我发觉啊，她每个礼拜六都来教会啊。
I felt that every week she came to church.
哦，而且啊，我就问她说啊，你现在的状况如何？
And I asked her.How was your situation?
她告诉我说，她需要做化疗哈。
She said she needed to do chemotherapy.
她说啊，医生说啊，化疗也不见得有效啦。
And she said that the doctor said that chemotherapy might not even work.
而且她没有办法开刀。
And she could not have surgery.
因为一个肿瘤在脖子。
Because one of the tumors were inside her neck.
但是另外一个肿瘤在心脏跟肺的中间。
But the other tumor was in between her lung and her heart.
哦，所以医生说啊，没有办法开刀。
And so the doctor said you cannot have surgery.
啊，但是啊 ，chemo 这个化疗有没有用，不知道。
But whether or not this chemotherapy will work, we do not know either.
啊，既然不知道，那就做做看吧。
And since we don't know, let us just try it.
那，啊，我就问问他现在的状况如何啊。
So I asked her what her situation was at the time.
因为在教会都会看到他哦。
Because we still see her in church.
她告诉我说，感谢主啊，化疗在礼拜四啊。
And she said, thank God the chemotherapy is on Thursday.
她说，为什么礼拜四要感谢主呢？
And I said, why do you have to thank the Lord on Thursday?
她说，我礼拜四做化疗。
I do chemotherapy on Thursday.
我礼拜五吐一整天。
I vomit all day on Friday.
感谢主，我礼拜六可以去教会。
Thank God I can go to church on Saturday.
哦，一面讲一面笑得很开心啊。
And she, as she spoke, she just laughed very happily.
那这个年轻的姐妹原本有一头乌黑的长发。
And originally, this young sister had a head of black hair.
啊，但是啊，因为做化疗啊，所以头发一直掉哦。
And because she did chemotherapy, her hair kept falling off.
啊，有一天呢，我就看她到教会来啊。
And one day I saw her at church.
啊，就啊，跑到那一群教会的青年的前面啊。
She came in front of a group of youths at church.
然后就把帽子拿掉，说：“看，我光头了。”
And she took off her hat and said, "Look, I'm bald."
好像对她来讲没有什么影响一样啊。
It's as if it didn't affect her at all.
我就有一天跟她聊天啊。
So one day I was chatting with her.
我说：“难道你不？”你不抱怨神吗？
I said, you don't even complain to God.
他说啊，神带我来，神让我走。
She said that God brought me here and God will take me away.
如果我的时间到了，该走，感谢主，我就走了。
If my time is up, then thank the Lord, I will go.
啊，我在想说，一个16岁的孩子怎么有办法用这么样的心情去看他的人生？
And I thought, how could such a young 16-year-old have this kind of attitude toward her life?
他一样诗琴，一样领诗，一样教学生。
She continued to play piano, to lead hymns, and to teach children.
啊，虽然没有头发。
Even though she had no hair,
但是她一样服侍。
She still served all the same.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，人生遇到这样子的患难哦。
And so sometimes we encounter this kind of difficulty.
啊，却没有被患难所打倒啊。
But we are not beaten down by the tribulation.
信仰虽然遇到困难啊。
Even though our faith has encountered difficulty.
啊，但是他知道人要努力才能进窄门啊。
But we know that we have to strive and work hard to enter through
the narrow gate. 哦，所以啊，我在跟他妈妈在讲话的时候。
So when I was talking with her mother.
我说感谢主，你的孩子的宗教教育信仰成功了。
I said thank God that your child's religious education was successful.
啊，不管最后他会怎么样。
No matter what happens in the end.
他成那个在他的信仰成功了。
Her faith has been successful.
其实那个时候啊。我每天晚上都很害怕、啊。
In fact, at that time, I was very afraid every night.
啊，晚上电话一定都是放在那个什么，因为医生说他随时会走啊。
Because the doctor says she may go at any time.
所以啊，如果有那种凌晨一两点、两三点打来电话，我都会很害怕，心会一直跳啊。
If there are any calls that come around 2 or 3 a.m., I'll always be afraid and my heart will be
beating. 啊，会随时要准备，会不会是他的家人打电话给我啊
？I have to be prepared that her family member may be calling me.
啊，但是感谢主啊，真的啊，神带他走过死荫幽谷啊。
We really thank the Lord that the Lord guided her through the valley of the shadow of death.
让他更看清楚自己的信仰跟自己的人生。
She can more clearly see her faith and her life.
哦，所以啊，后来啊，再检查，医生说没有癌细胞啦。
And so at the end, after she had another examination, there were no more cancer cells.
啊，头发也都长出来了。
All of her hair had grown back.
啊，最有趣的啊，是她原本是直发哦。
And the most fun is that she originally had straight hair.
啊，结果、啊、再长出来的变成 curly hair 哦。
But after her hair grew back, it was curly.
她说、啊、感谢主啊，我一直想去烫头发，我妈妈说不可以啊。
And she said, "Thank the Lord, I always wanted to get a perm, but my mom would not let me."
啊，现在自然长出来的就是卷发啦。
And now the hair naturally growing is was originally straight.
我们今天在信仰的道路上，我们面对过什么样的挑战？
What kind of challenges have we faced in our faith?
我们打过什么样的仗？
What kind of battles have we fought?
我们为主耶稣努力过什么？
Where have we strived for the Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣说，你要努力才能进窄门啊。
Because the Lord Jesus says you have to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
我们看回来路加福音呢。
Let us turn back to Luke.
啊，路加福音的第十三章二十四节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 24.
啊，这里说。路加福音十三章二十四节。
Luke 13:24。
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能呐、啊。”那这里主耶稣继续告诉我们啊。
Here the Lord Jesus continues to tell us.
他说、啊：“你要进去哪里
？”Where do you have to go? He says.
你要进去一个窄门呐、
啊。You have to go through a narrow gate.
啊，什么叫做窄门
？What is a narrow gate?
窄门就是有一个框框，而且框框不大的地方啊。
It is a gate where there is a frame and the frame is not very big.
啊，窄门就是有限制，不容易进去的地方啊。
A narrow gate is a place that is limited and is not easy to go through.
啊，有一次啊，我回台湾的时候、哦、
one time when I went back to Taiwan.
我一个堂哥啊说啊带我出去带我出去吃饭啊。
I had a cousin who took me out to eat.
就开车开车就开到一间，他说这间店很好玩啊，叫做窄门啊。
And we went to a place. He said, "Is this a pretty fun place? It's called Narrow Gate."
为什么它叫做窄门呢、啊、
？Why is it called Narrow Gate?
因为啊这一间窄门呐、啊，它是用两栋房子中间的小巷子当做它的入口啊。
It is because it uses the middle of two houses as its entrance.
所以啊，你要能够想办法走过那个窄窄的道路，才能够进到它里面啊。
And so you have to think of a way to walk through that narrow way to get in.
但是啊，我看看他，再看看我自己啊。
So when I looked at him and then looked at myself.
我说你是故意的哦。
I said you did this on purpose.
我要怎么过去
？How am I supposed to get through?
他说啊，深呼吸，挤一挤就过去啦。
He says just hold your breath and squeeze through.
因为我那个堂哥很瘦啊。
Because my cousin was actually very skinny.
所以我说你根本就是故意的。
And I said you are just doing this on purpose.
所以啊，真的啊，这样慢慢侧着身，这样慢慢深呼吸啊，缩小腹啊，就这样过去啦。
And so when I was going through, I just held my breath and squeezed through.
但是啊，过去真的不容易耶。
So it's actually not very easy to go through.
太大只过不去哦。
I'm too big, so I couldn't go through.
没有啦，我有过去啦。
I actually did go through.
但是啊，当我进去以后啊。
So after I got in.
我看一看，怎么还有比我更大只的呢
？I thought that how come there are people even bigger than I was.
我堂哥就笑一笑啊。
And so my cousin laughed.
他说啊，你如果不能走窄门啊，没关系啊，这里有后门啊。
He says that if you can't go through the narrow way, there's a back door.
这一间餐厅有后门。
This restaurant has a back door.
但是很抱歉啊，天国的门路没有后门的。
But I'm very sorry that the heaven does not have a back door.
所以啊，今天窄门你过不去，你就是进不了。
So if you can't go through the narrow gate today, then you can't go through.
什么叫做窄门？
What is the narrow gate?
窄门就是有限制，有限制的地方啊。
It is a place with limit.
我们来看一下马太福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of Matthew.
我们看马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。十四节。
14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少哈，所以在这里啊，主耶稣讲得很清楚了。
So here the Lord Jesus says very clearly.
他说天国的门路从来不是又大又宽的。
The gates to heaven have never been broad or narrow.
要进天国从来不是轻松容易的。
And entering to heaven has never been easy.
你如果要进天国
，If you want to go to heaven，
你就必须要符合那个框框架架才可以。
Then you have to meet the condition of the narrow gate.
如果你没有办法符合
，If you cannot meet this，
很抱歉，你就是进不去。
Then very sorry, you cannot enter.
今天在寻找信仰的道路上。
Today in the path of seeking the way,
我们会发觉很多不同的基督教派，它的标准都不一样。
We'll see that many different Christian churches have different standards.
有的人呢、啊，门开得很宽啊，路非常大条啊。
Some people open up the path so that it's very broad.
随便你信，你爱怎么做都没有关系。
You can believe in any way you want, and whatever you do that makes you happy, you can do.
耶稣爱你，你怎么做他都爱你。
Jesus loves you, and whatever you do, he'll love you.
犯罪啊，犯罪悔改就好啦。
If you sin, then just come back.
悔改还要记得还要奉献啊。
And after you repent, remember to give offerings.
有时候啊，我们现在很多基督教啊，不太讲什么窄门，不太讲什么道理啦。
And in Christianity, we don't really talk about the narrow way or these kind of truths.
门开得很大，要进来的人欢迎，请进。
We open up the path and say, everybody come in and we welcome.
但是在这里主耶稣告诉我们哦。
But the Lord Jesus tells us here.
他说你要进来啊，很抱歉啊，只有一个窄门啊。
If you want to go through, then I'm very sorry, there's only one narrow gate.
所以不管你喜不喜欢，你只能符合窄门的标准，你才进得来啊。
So whether you like it or not, you have to meet the requirements of the narrow gate to enter.
寻找信仰也是这样啊。
And when we seek in our faith, then it's like this too.
信仰从来不是你喜不喜欢的问题啊。
Faith has never been about Has never been a matter of whether you like it or not.
信仰其实不是你的选择啊。
And in fact, faith is not your decision.
你不能选说啊，我喜欢这个道理，我遵守；我不喜欢，我就把它拿掉啊。
You can't say I like this teaching, so I'll keep it, and I don't like this teaching, so I'll get rid of it.
我们如果在座啊，有一些人是有天主教背景的哦。
Some of us seated here may have a Catholic background.
你可能就会知道啊，天主教他们的十诫跟我们是不太一样的、啊。
So you'll know that the 10 basic beliefs of the 10 commandments of the Catholics are different.
你如果哈、哦、去打那个 Google 哈，你如果去做个 search， 你打十诫哈。
If you Google up the Ten Commandments，
它会跳出两种不同的版本。
有 ten The two different versions will come up.
一种是基督教版本。
One is the Christian version.
一种是天主教版本哦。
And the other one is the Catholic version.
但是你如果仔细看一下天主教版本，你会发觉有一届不见了。
If you look at the Catholic version, you'll see that one has disappeared.
哪一届不见了
？Which one?
二届不可拜偶像不见了。
The second one, which is you cannot worship idols, has disappeared.
为什么不见了
？Why has it disappeared?
因为看得不舒服啊，看得心里难过啊。
Because when they see it, they don't feel very good.
我们如果有机会去参观那个天主教的他们的 cathedral 那种大会堂啊。
If you have a chance to look at the cathedrals of the Catholics.
又雄伟又华丽又充满偶像啊。
It's so glorious and large, but it's also filled with idols.
你是不是进去左边右边前面后面上面下面到处都是偶像啊
？The left, right, front, back.On top of you and below you, there are idols.
所以如果他的信徒拿着圣经说，那个神父圣经里面讲说不可以拜偶像。
If there is a believer who holds the Bible and says, Father, there it says here we cannot worship idols.
看得很不舒服啊。
And so he sees it and is very uncomfortable.
怎么办呢？
What should you do?
把它遮起来，没有看到就不算啊。
And he'll cover it and say, if we don't see it, then it doesn't matter.
今天很多人对信仰是这个样子啊。
And so many people are like this in faith.
当我们遇到我们所喜欢的跟圣经所教导的不一样。
Once we encounter something that we like but is different from the teaching of the Bible,
你必须要做一个选择。
Then you have to make a decision.
选择本身就是一种挣扎。
Decision in nature is a conflict.
挣扎带来的就是痛苦。
And what conflict brings about is.
所以当一个人在信仰跟自己的喜好当中要做一个选择。
So when somebody has to make a decision between faith and something that they like,
你只能选择说我是痛苦的强迫自己去跟随圣经的教导呢？
Then you can decide to force yourself painfully to go according to the teaching of the Bible.
还是我把圣经遮起来，这一页撕掉，没有看到良心平安呢？
Or I cover this page or rip it out so that I can have a clear conscience.
所以这是我们必须要做的一个选择啊。
So this is the decision that we have to make.
主耶稣告诉我们
The Lord Jesus tells us.
这一条路是小的，门是窄的，找到的人少啊。
This way is narrow, the gate is narrow, and those who find it are few.
所以我们要自己做选择。
So when we have to make a decision ourselves.
因为它是一条窄路，一条一个小门。
Because it is a narrow way, and it is a narrow gate.
我有一次到北卡去帮忙那边的灵恩会哦。
And one time I went to Northern Carolina to help with their spiritual convocation.
结果晚上有一个信徒就跟我做见证啊。
And in the evening, there was a member who gave testimony.
他说好多年前他刚刚信耶稣的时候。
He said that many years ago when he first believed in Jesus.
他其实刚刚接触基督教，所以对基督对信仰还不是非常的熟悉啊。
He had just come into contact with Christianity, so he was not very familiar with the faith.
所以他的朋友他的同事有时候问他很多问题，他都不知道怎么回答。
So when his friends and coworkers asked him many questions, he didn't know how to answer them.
他说有一天晚上他就做了一个梦啊。
So he said one night he had a dream.
他就梦到他在一个房子里面。
He dreamt he was in a house.
结果房子里面还有一些其他的人哦。
And in the house there were some other people.
他说大家都在做什么？
He said what was everyone doing?
大家都在织衣服。
Everybody was washing their
clothes. 他说每个人都有一个长袍他就在织那个袍子啊。
And so everybody had a garment, a long garment, and they were washing it.
不是在 weaving 啊。
And they were weaving it.
他说因为大家都在织，他就越来越紧张，就越织越快啊。
And so because they were weaving this garment, and he saw everyone was doing it, he kept doing it faster.
他说他也不知道他在紧张什么，但是就感觉很紧张啊。
And he didn't know what he was being so nervous about, but he really was nervous.
但是他说这时候他就看到窗户外面，房子的窗户外面
And then he saw outside of through the window of the house.
他的朋友，他的同事在外面指指点点嘲笑他。
His friends and coworkers were outside pointing and laughing at him.
但是他都没有管就一直在那织衣服，一直在织衣服。
But he didn't care. He was just working hard to weave the garment.
他说这时候突然外面起了狂风一个暴风就出来了。
He said suddenly there was a large wind outside.
他说他看得好清楚他的同事从那种嘲笑的脸孔，最后变成惊慌又恐惧啊。
And so he saw very clearly that the faces of his coworkers went from mockery to great fear.
然后就被那个风卷走了。
And they were spun away by the wind.
这时候他说他在梦中有看到说这个房子有一个很小很小的门啊。
And he said that in his dream there was a very small door in his
house. 然后就有人在外面这样挤挤挤挤挤，结果就挤进屋子里面来了。
And there were some people who were trying very hard to squeeze in, and they squeezed in.
因为挤进来所以就平安了。
Because they came in.They were at peace.
因为挤进来就没有被这个暴风卷走啊。
And because they squeezed in, they were not blown away by the wind.
啊，但是他说啊，也很奇怪呀，哎，奇怪，里面也有人拼命要往外挤呀。
And he said that it was very strange because there was a lot of people who were working very hard to squeeze out the door.
啊，然后他就醒过来了。
And so then he woke up.
那我觉得啊，他所做这个梦啊，真的是给我们今天每一个人的一个提醒啊。
And so I felt that for him to have this dream is a reminder for us today.
啊，我们今天都要努力来挤进这个门呐。
Today we have to strive to squeeze through this door.
而且进来以后啊，就不要再挤出去啦。
And after we get in, we cannot squeeze ourselves out.
我们看回来路加福音的第十三章哦。
Let us look back to Luke 13.
那路加福音的第十三章的第二十四节。
Luke 13:24.
二十四。
13:24.
啊，在这里主耶稣对众人说啊，你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能呐。啊，即使家族起来关了门哈。那这里啊，圣经继续告诉我们呢。
And so here the Bible continues to tell us.
他说啊，有人想进去哦。
There are people who want to go in.
有很多人想进去啊。
There are many people who want to go in.
你也想进去嘛，对不对
？You also want to go in.
啊，我相信在座所有在寻找信仰的人都想进去啊。
I believe everybody seated here who are pursuing the faith want to go in.
想进去很好啦。
To want to go in is good.
想进去不错啦。
To want to go in is not bad.
想进去不够啦。
But to want to go in is not enough.
你只有想，想有什么用
？To only want is of what use?
因为在这里讲说，有人想，却是不能呐。
Because here it says many people want to seek and enter.
哦，所以我们今天信仰不要只有留在想要进去。的这种阶段啊。
So in our faith, let us not only linger on the step of only wanting to enter.
啊，因为这里讲啊，很多人想啊，想，但是进不去啊。
Because here it says many will seek to enter, but they will not be able to.
为什么想进不去？
So how come they can't enter even though they want to?
啊，因为放不下啊。
Because they cannot put things down.
因为舍不得啊。
They are reluctant.
啊，所以进不去啊。
And so they cannot enter.
啊，所以信仰不能只停留在我想要爱耶稣这个程度。
And so our faith cannot only stop at the level of I want to love Jesus.
不能只停留在我想要得永生这个阶步。
And we cannot only stop at the stage of I want to receive eternal life.
不能讲说我想要进天国这个程度。
And we cannot stay at the level of I want to enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 你可以想。
You can want.
你可以天天想。
You can want every day.
但是如果你只有想却永远却不愿意付出那个代价。
But if you want and only want and are unwilling to put sacrifice and put forth the effort.
那到最后啊，想到最后还是空的，还是一无所有啊。
Then in the end, the wanting will still be empty.
所以不要只是想进去啊。
So don't only want to enter.
从今天你就要站起来，我就是要走进去啊。
Starting today, you have to stand up and say, I will walk through.
圣经里面对这个想。跟做啊，有一个很明显的区隔啊。
The Bible makes a very clear distinction between wanting and doing.
啊，当神对亚伯拉罕显现的时候
，When the Lord appeared to Abraham，
啊，神对亚伯拉罕说，哈
，God said to Abraham，
说，哇，我要把这个土地给你，应许给你跟你的子孙。
He said that I will promise this land to you and your descendants。
哦，是不是一件很美的事情
？Isn't such a beautiful thing？
啊，但是神在后面突然加了一句话啊、哦、
，But God suddenly added something in the end。
亚伯拉罕，起来。
Abraham, come up.
不要坐在那边啦。
Don't be sitting there.
开始走，走过的才是你的啊。
Start to walk, and every place that you walk to, then will be yours.
那神对约书亚也是一样啊。
And God also said the same thing to Joshua.
约书亚记第一章，神对约书亚说。
In chapter 1 of Joshua, God said to him.
他说这块土地是应许给你的。
This land has been promised to you.
啊，但是啊，你所脚掌所踏过的土地才是你的啊。
But only the land that your feet have stepped through will be yours.
哦，所以啊，想很好。
And so wanting is good.
啊，但是想完以后你要站起来啊。
But after wanting, you have to stand up.
想完以后你要付出行动啊。
After wanting, you have to put forth the action.
想完以后你要付出努力啊。
After wanting, you have to put forth the hard work.
想完以后你要付出代价啊。
And after wanting, you have to pay the price.
要不然啊，这里说想的却是不能啊。
Because here, otherwise it says,wanting is not enough and you cannot enter.
所以不要以为今天你只要想说，哎呀，我来信耶稣，你就会得救了。
So today, don't only think that, if I just believe in Jesus, I'll be saved.
二十五节说，即至家族起来，关了门，机会就没有了。
In 25 it says, once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, the opportunity is gone.
哦，所以在这里啊，给我们每一个人做一个警惕啊。
So here there's a reminder for all of us.
说家主会起来关门哦。
That the master of the house will come up.
什么叫做家主会起来关门
？What does it mean that the master of the house will rise and shut the door?
就是神给每一个人的时间跟机会都是 有限制的。
It is that the time and opportunity that God gives to everyone is limited.
我们不知道神给我们安排多少时间。
We don't know how much time God has planned for us.
但是有一天这个家主会起来关门。
But one day this master will arise and close the door.
当这个门一关，很抱歉，机会就没有了。
Once this door closes, I'm very sorry, the opportunity is gone.
所以我们要趁着还有今天，趁着还有机会啊。
So we have to take advantage of the opportunity when there is still today.
要努力追求认识主。
We have to be diligent to pursue the Lord.
要把握机会信耶稣。
To take advantage of the opportunity to believe in Jesus.
有一个慕道朋友哦。
There is a truth-seeking friend.
这个慕道朋友已经慕道很多年了。
This truth-seeking friend has sought the truth for many years.
如果我没有记错，他慕道超过20年了。
And he has been at our church for about 20 years.
所以但是他在教会里面啊，真的就跟信徒一样啊。
But in church, he is just as if you were a member.
也是帮忙打扫、帮忙煮饭，什么都做啊。
He helped to clean and to cook and do help with other things.
很多信徒啊都不知道说他还没有洗礼哦。
And many believers do not know that he had not been baptized yet.
他也会带慕道朋友哦。
He will even bring other truth-seeking.
而且还会鼓励慕道朋友说你要赶快洗礼啊。
And he'll even encourage other truth-seeking friends that you should get baptized soon.
但是啊，他自己他不要啊。
But for himself, he would not.
你问他说你为什么不洗礼呢
？If you ask him, why don't you get baptized?
你已经慕道这么久了。
You've already been seeking the truth of
us for so long. 道理你很熟啊，圣经非常熟啊。
Very familiar with the teachings and the Bible.
所以圣经的教导你都接受，也都相信啊。
And the teachings of the Bible, you accept them and believe them.
为什么你不愿意洗礼呢
？So then, why are you not willing to be baptized?
他说不要太早洗啊。
He says, I don't want to be baptized too early.
我还没有玩够啊。
I haven't had enough fun.
洗了礼以后要做好人啊。
And after you be baptized, you have to be a good person.
我是做生意的哦。
So I'm a business person.
洗完礼之后啊，骗人良心会不安。
After I'm baptized, then I won't have a clear conscience when I
trick people. 所以先不要洗，先来骗啊，先不要洗，做生意比较容易啊。
So if I don't get baptized, it's easier to do business.
他说啊，他都有想好了，他都计划好了。
So you already had the plan.
他说啊，我是这样子想的。
He said that I am thinking in this way.
我现在啊，那个时候大概快60左右哦。
At that time he was about 60.
他说啊，我再做个几年。
I'll just work for a couple more years.
然后啊，我到时候退休啦。
And then when I'm retired.
等我很老啦。
When I'm really old.
等我不会犯罪啦。
When I won't sin anymore.
然后啊，我该玩的都玩了。
And I've already had all the fun that I've
had. 该犯的罪都犯了。
And all the sins I should have committed,
I've already done. 然后要死之前啊，全身一洗啊，干净进天国啊。
And so before I'm about to die, then I'll wash my whole body in baptism and enter heaven.
有时候人真的很聪明哦。
And some people are really smart.
算得很准哎。
They are very accurate in their calculations.
我说等我玩到80啊，七八十的时候啊，哇，一洗礼准备进天国啊。
After I've played until 70-80 years old, then I'll be baptized and prepared to enter into heaven.
但是他从来没有机会活到这么久。
But he actually did not have the chance to live that long.
人生会发生什么事，我们真的不知道。
What will happen in life, we truly don't know.
一场意外他就走了。
In an accident, he just left.
他有没有想到他人生会发生这样的意外呢？
Did he think that this accident would happen in his life?
他不是不洗礼哦。
It's not that he would not get baptized.
他只是算得太聪明啊。
He was just being too smart in his calculations.
但是啊，神所预备的时间，你跟我，我们都不知道啊。
So the time that God has appointed, you and I do not know.
在这里说，当时间到了。
And here it says, when the time has come up.
说当家主起来，这个门就关上了。
And it says, when the master of the house has risen up, then the door is shut.
请问如果是你，你要怎么办呢？
I ask, if it is you, then what would you do?
所以啊，我们今天如果是刚刚来慕道的朋友，
So today, if you are a truth-seeking friend that has just come,
不用害怕，主耶稣是给我们机会，主耶稣会给我们机会的。
Don't be afraid, the Lord Jesus will give us a chance.
但是我们如果已经慕道很长一段时间了，
But if we have sought the truth for a very long time,
该有的道理，该明白的福音你都明白了。
The teachings and the gospel that we should understand, you've already understood.
我们真的要把握，趁着还有今天。
Then we really have to take advantage of the opportunity when there's still today.
因为有一天你想进去却是不能，那就很可惜啦。
Because one day when you want to enter and you cannot, that will be pitiful.
我们看回来路加福音的第十三章哦。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音的第十三章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
25节。
Verse 25.
25节。
25.
即使家主起来关了门，你们站在门外叩门说，主啊，你给我们开门。他就回答说，我不认识你们，不晓得你们是从哪里来的。26节。
26。
那时你们要说，我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。27。
27。
他要说，我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是从哪里来的。 你们这一切作恶的人离开我去吧。所以在这里讲说，有的人进不了这个，有的人进不了神的国。
So here it says there are some people who cannot enter the kingdom of God.
进不了房子，门一关，在外面一直敲门啊，敲门啊。
They can't go in the house and they are just knocking outside.
啊，但是啊，这个时候家主就跟他们讲啊。
But at this time the master will say to them.
他说不给你们进来啊。
I will not let you in.
那为什么不给你进来呢？
Why not?
因为这里说啊，我不认识你们啊。
Because here it says I do not know you.
啊，第二个讲说我不知道你们是从哪里来的啊。
The second thing it says.I do not know where you are from.
哦，所以啊，今天一个人要能够进入神的国。
So today, if a person is to enter into the kingdom of God,
我们在行天路的道路当中要能够最后能够成功。
In our path of heaven, we have to be successful.
啊，在这里说，我们必须要能够回答两个问题。
Then we have to be able to answer these two questions.
第一个问题。
The first.
请问主认不认识你啊？
Does the Lord know you?
第二个问题。
The second question.
请问主知不知道你来的地方啊？
Does the Lord know where you come from?
啊，今天很多人都说我们认识主啊。
So many people say that I know the Lord.
啊，是不是？今天啊，信耶稣的人啊，超过十亿人啊。
And it's over 1 billion people who believe in the Lord.
啊，是不是？你到全世界各地啊，都能够看到信耶稣、爱耶稣、认识耶稣啊。
If you go through all parts of the world, then won't you see people who say, "I believe in Jesus, I love Jesus"?
啊，但是啊，认识耶稣很好啊。
And so it's good to know Jesus.
很抱歉啊，认识耶稣不够啊。
But I'm very sorry, knowing Jesus is not enough.
啊，在这里说啊，你认识耶稣，但是耶稣认不认识你啊？
But here it says you believe in Jesus, but does Jesus know you?
哦，就像你说啊，那个美国总统奥巴马，你认不认识啊？
Just like how we say, do you know President Obama?
你说有啦，我认识啦。
You say that, yes, I know him.
啊，他是哪一国的人啊？
He comes...
他是美国人啊。
He's an American.
哦，你就说啊，我知道他在哪里长大，他读什么，我知道他的 last name 啊，我什么他都我知道啊。
I know where he grew up, what he studied, his last name, etc. And I know all these things about him.
啊，你知道奥巴马哦。
You know Obama.
啊，我也知道奥巴马啊。
And I also know Obama.
啊，但是有个很大的问题啊。
But there's a big problem.
啊，请问奥巴马总统认不认识你啊？
Does President Obama know you?
啊，你如果今天打个电话去白宫哦。
If today you make a call to the White House.
啊，你叫那个奥巴马来接一下电话。
And then you just say, oh, can you have Obama pick up the phone?
啊，问他下午要不要去喝个茶。
And then you say, oh, would you like to have some tea with me?
有人会理你吗？
Is anybody going to pay attention to
you? 有啦，可能 FBI 会来找你啦。
Perhaps yes, the FBI will come and look
for you. 你不是下午想喝茶吗？
Oh, you wanted to drink tea this afternoon?
啊，在不久，在几年前，我看到在我在报纸上看到一个新闻哦。
A few years ago, I saw some news in the newspaper.
啊，他说啊，有一个老先生哦。
It says there is an elderly man.
啊，结果啊，他那个开车哈、哦，那个酒驾，那个 DUI 哈、哦，那个开车喝酒哦。
So he had a DUI. He was drinking while driving.
啊，结果被警察抓到了。
And he was caught.
啊，结果被抓到警察局去啦。
And then he was taken away by the police.
啊，那警察说、啊，按照法律规定，你可以打一通电话哦。
He says that according to the law, you can make a phone call.
啊，通常打给谁？应该是打给律师吧。
And usually when you make a call, you'll call the lawyer.
他说啊，不要，我要打给奥巴马。
He says I'm going to call Obama.
啊，人家打电话，奥巴马总统真的接了。
And so when they called, Obama actually picked up.
为什么真的接了？
Why did he pick up?
啊，那个是他的 uncle 啊。
Because that's his uncle.
哦，所以啊，因为今天有认识。
And so today, because he knew him,
哦，所以才会有关系。
So then that's why he would have a relationship.
哦，所以啊，我们只说我认识耶稣，我认识耶稣啊，很好，不够啊。
But so if we only say I know Jesus, that's good but not enough.
你看这里这些人他们说什么？
What do these people say here?
你看啊，他们说主啊，我们在你面前吃过、喝过，也听过你教训人啊。
Look, they say that.We ate and drank in your presence, and you and taught in our streets.
啊，但是这个主人怎么说？
But then what did the master say?
他说我不知道你们是谁啊。
He said, I do not know who you are.
哦，所以我们的弟兄姐妹啊。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在座的亲戚朋友。
All friends and families.
你认识耶稣吗？
Do you know Jesus?
你了解圣经吗？
Do you understand the Bible?
你可能觉得你对道理还蛮熟的。
You may feel that you're pretty familiar with the teachings.
你可能吃过、喝过、听过耶稣教训人。
You may have eaten and drunk and also listened to the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
啊，但是今天你必须要回答一个问题。
But today you have to answer a question.
请问耶稣认识你吗？
Does the Lord Jesus know you?
我们来看一下提摩太后书哦。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第十九节哦。
2 Timothy 2:19.
提摩太后书的第二章第十九节。
2 Timothy 2 verse 19.
啊，十九节，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说， 主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义呀。今天我们要怎么样来被耶稣所认识？
What should we do today to be known by God, to be known by Jesus?
啊，不是啊，嘴巴里喊主啊，主啊的人啊，就能够被主所认识的啊。
It is not those who call out Lord, Lord, that they can be known by the Lord.
啊，也不是啊，常常来教会、常常捐钱的人啊，就能够被主所认识哦。
It is not people who come to church often and offer money that they can be known by the Lord.
这里说主认识谁是属他的人。
Here it says the Lord knows those who are His.
下一句说。凡称呼主名的，你总要离开不义啊。
The next sentence is, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
你要怎么样被主所认识？
How are you to be known by the Lord?
很简单啊，改变你的生活啊。
It's very easy, change your life.
很简单，重新一个开，从有一个新的开始啊。
It's easy, have a new beginning.
很简单啊，活出一个主所喜悦的生活来啊。
It's easy, live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
哦，所以今天一个人要信耶稣，一定要改变。
So if somebody is to believe in Jesus, you have to change.
从内到外，从内心到外面的行为都必须要改变啊。
From the inside of the heart to the outside, it has to be changed.
啊，但是改变是痛苦的啊。
But change is painful.
啊，改变必须要做牺牲啊。
Change requires sacrifice.
改变必须要付出代价啊。
And change requires a price.
但是改变才能够被主所认识啊。
But only when we change, then will we be recognized by the Lord.
所以一个人如果在追求信仰的道路上从来不改变自己。
So if a person in the path of faith, they never change themselves.
信耶稣前脾气很坏。
Before believing in the Lord, they have a bad temper.
信耶稣之后脾气更坏。
And after believing in the Lord, they have an even worse temper.
啊，信耶稣之前啊，会骂人。
Before believing in Jesus, they would criticize or scold people.
哇，信耶稣之后用圣经的话来骂人。
And after believing in Jesus, you use the Bible to scold and criticize people.
啊，没有改变。
You haven't changed.
虽然信了耶稣，却不被主所认识啊。
And so, even though you believe, then you're not recognized by God.
哦，所以啊，今天我们要寻找一条得救的道路。
And so today we have to find a way of salvation.
我们希望能够看到救恩的亮光。
And we have to be able to see the light of salvation.
你必须要找到那个要求你改变你自己的地方啊。
You have to find the places where we are being asked to change.
哦，不是要你照我所说的去做。
It is not that you do according to what I say.
而是会要求你照着圣经去做的教会。
But it is a church that will do according to what is required by the Bible.
任何一个基督教教一个任何一个教会告诉你说啊，你是自由的，你爱做什么就做什么。
If any church says that you are free to do whatever you want,
这个就是大路，这就是宽门呐。
This is a very narrow road and a narrow way.
哦，所以啊，你要找的地方啊
，And so the place you are looking for
是那个以圣经当作根基，逼你改变的地方。
Is a place.Where the foundation is in the Bible and that forces you to change. No matter who you are.
不管你在世界上有什么成就。
No matter what kind of accomplishment you have in the world.
都告诉你说你要得救按照圣经。
If you want to be saved, it has to be according to the Bible.
啊，这样子你才能够被主所认识啊。
Then you can be known by the Lord.
啊，所以我们必须要被主所认识才可以。
And so we have to be known by the Lord.
因为主要认识谁是属他的人。
Because the Lord knows those who belong to him.
而那些属他的人必须要离开不义啊。
And those who belong to him must depart from iniquity.
啊，在这里说啊，有与耶稣同，他说在这说啊，主啊，我们跟你一起吃过喝过啊。
The people, it says.They said that they ate and drank with the Lord before.
我们也听过你教训人啊。
We also are people who have heard your teachings.
那为什么一个人跟主吃过、喝过、听过道理，还是不被主所认识呢
？How come a person who has eaten and drunk with the Lord and also listened to his teachings, someone that is not known by the Lord?
什么叫做吃过、喝过
？What does it mean to have eaten and drunk with the Lord?
吃过、喝过就是在生活当中可能有一些信仰的体验啊。
It means to have had some kind of spiritual experience.In your life.
啊，有体验，有感动，可能有一些恩典哦。
You have some experience, you were moved, and perhaps you had some blessings.
啊，但是如果你的信仰只有建立在这些神迹奇事这些好处上面啊。
But if your faith is only founded on some of these miracles and these benefits.
与耶稣吃过喝过，耶稣说我还是不认识你啊。
To have had eaten and drunk with the Lord Jesus, he still said, I do not know you.
哦，所以我们今天寻找信仰不能凭一种感觉。
And so when we are pursuing in our faith, we cannot base it on a feeling.
那有时候我们在像我到多米尼加，常常跟一些朋友在聊天哦。
For example, when I go to the Dominican Republic, I chat with some friends.
啊，他问他说啊，你为什么去这个基督？你为什么去这个教会呢
？And I ask them, how come you go to this church?
啊，因为他们唱诗唱得很感动人呐、啊。
Because when they sing hymns, it really touches people.
啊，因为啊，哇，他们唱诗手摇来摇去啊，哇，我觉得很舒服啊。
Because when they wave their hands, I feel really nice.
啊，因为他们里面的人啊，对我很好啊，很关心啊。
Because the people there are really good to me and they care about me.
有时候我们的信仰追求啊，追求到最后只是追求一种感觉而已啊。
And sometimes when we pursue the faith, in the end we are only pursuing a feeling.
我们只在追求吃过喝过啊。
We are only pursuing having eaten and having drunk.
啊，但是今天的信仰绝对不是只是追求吃过喝过的信仰。
But today's faith is absolutely not a faith of eating and drinking.
寻找真理的门路绝对不是一种感觉而已啊。
Seeking the gates to heaven is not only a feeling.
如果只是一种感觉。
If it were only a feeling.
啊，这种感觉非常的不准啊。
This feeling is very inaccurate.
啊，有些小朋友打电动他也感觉很好啊。
Some children when they play video games they feel really good.
啊，有些人啊，喝酒喝完以后感觉也很好啊。
Some people when they drink alcohol, they feel really good.
难道里面有神吗？
So then is there God in that?
难道里面有信仰吗？
Is there faith in that?
难道里面有永生吗？
Is there eternal life in that?
所以信仰绝对不能建立在感觉上面。
So faith absolutely cannot be founded on feelings.
不能靠神迹奇事来得救。
You cannot rely on miracles and signs.
有吃有喝，这是神的恩典。
To have eaten and drunk, this is the mercy of God.
但是认识神才是得救的关键。
But knowing God is the crucial point of salvation.
哦，所以在这里说，我们与主吃过喝过，但是要被主所认识啊。
And so here it says they ate and drank with the Lord, but they had to be known by the Lord.
啊，第二这里说，主要知道你是从哪里来的、啊。
Secondly, God needs to know where you come from.
啊，如果这一句话在这里圣经写的这句话哦
，The Bible says this here.
啊，代表一件事情。
And it represents something.
就是不是每一个地方主都认识的。
It is that not every place is being recognized by God.
因为主耶稣说这些人啊，你来的地方我不知道啊。
And so the Lord said, this place that you came from, I don't know about it.
啊，既然我不知道，我就不让你进来了。
Because I don't know of it, then I will not let you enter.
啊，今天你是从哪里来的
？Today, where do you come from?
我们讲的不是你的家庭的背景。
I'm not talking about your family background.
啊，不管你是从台湾、大陆、香港、马来西亚哪里来都没有关系啊。
Whether you're from Taiwan, China, Malaysia, or any other place, it doesn't matter.
主耶稣在问的是什么？
What is the Lord Jesus asking?
主耶稣在问的说，你信仰的根基在哪里啊？这个地方我认不认识啊
？He's asking about where your foundation of faith is. Do I know this?
不是每个地方主都认识哦。
And not every place is known by the God.
哦，所以有些人说啊，教会都一样。
Some people say that all the churches are the same.
啊，去那个最近的哈，最方便的、最热闹的地方就好啊。
Go to the closest one, the most convenient one, or the biggest one, and that's fine.
啊，反正啊，都是信耶稣的，都是劝人为善的。
Because in the end, it's just believing in Jesus and doing good.
都能够得救啊。
And we can all be saved.
谁告诉你的
？Who said that to you?
你自己想的。
You thought that up yourself.
在这里主讲得很清楚哦。
The Lord Jesus very clearly
said
here.
有些地方来的人我是不认识的啊。
There are some people from where they came I do not know.
哦，所以我们今天要重新反省，重新警惕哦。
So today we have to again warn ourselves.
你是哪里来的
？Where do you come from?
你来的地方主认识吗？
From the place you come from, does the Lord know and
recognize? 你来的地方主接受吗
？From the place where you come from, does the Lord accept it?
这会决定你最后能不能进到这个门。
This will decide if in the end you can enter through the gate.
答案是什么
？What is the answer?
自己想。
Think about it yourself.
我们起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗162首。
Sing hymn 162.